We're returning next to our main story today, the ongoing reaction to the report of the commission looking into the case of Grace. It found that while she was neglected, it wasn't satisfied that she was subjected to sexual abuse. We're joined now from Leinster House by the Minister for Children, Equality and Disability, Norma Foley. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Various people who have followed and interrogated this case, like your party colleague John McGuinness, have said they're baffled by the Commission's report. Do you share their misgivings?
The Commission was established in 2017, and as we all now know, it has lasted for 8 years. Like, I can't second guess the Commission insofar as the Commission was entirely independent. And that is, I think, what people wanted. There was to be no interference from the outside. This was to be an independent commission undertaken by the sole commissioner. Gathered material and gathered evidence and over 8 years, and has produced its report. And I suppose, as minister, I suppose I'd have to be clear that my role in all of this was to ensure that it was published and it is brought into the public domain. And I have done that.
It doesn't exactly sound like an endorsement, though. Are you happy with this report? Are you happy that it explained the issues that needed explaining?
Well, again, I would say to you, by its nature, again, I'd have to explain, everything that happens within the Commission was private and confidential. It was never in a public domain. And that is right and proper. So I think when everything came out, it came so suddenly, and it came with, I suppose, findings that were not anticipated. So I absolutely accept that. I will absolutely concede as well that, you know, there are over 2,000 pages here in 6 volumes. There isn't an executive summary, which would have made it more accessible. But again, the independence of the commissioner is important. For example, I don't know any of the people that have been interviewed here. I don't know the names or identities of the families that were involved.
Mm-hmm. Which meant that you couldn't contact them, but they weren't contacted either by the commission. I mean, are you happy about that state of affairs, that essentially this was coming out yesterday and people were finding out about it through the media?
Well, absolutely. I do accept that. And as I said, I don't know any of the people involved here. And that's appropriate that they should be anonymised, that their name should not be in the public domain. I did ask the commissioner in good faith that I felt it would be helpful to everyone that she had engaged with through the process, that they would be given advance notice of my intention to publish. But the commissioner, you know, did not accede to my request. And again, she's independent and entirely free to make her own judgment.
But you must have been annoyed, though, at that.
Well, I would have preferred that advance notice would have been given. And indeed, when it has previously been within my own gift, whether it was in the scoping inquiry or whatever, I always made sure that people had advance notice of my intentions, particularly the people who were so impacted here. But again, you know, I don't have the information at my disposal to know who Grace is or who any of the families are.
We spoke earlier on the programme to one of the social workers who first raised concerns about Grace in the mid-2000s. Ian Smith is his name. He feels that the Commission focused too much on what you might call systems failure and not enough on individual accountability. Do you agree?
Well, the terms of reference were set out really to in the first instance, to investigate the care and protection of Grace, but very specifically to investigate the role of public authorities. And I think that's really important, that public authorities are held to account for the care that was provided to Grace. And we can see that within these findings, there have been significant findings, in particular of neglect in terms of Grace.
Did we learn anything new yesterday, though? I mean, we already knew about that. There had been a High Court settlement a number of years ago in which Grace was awarded more than €6 million, and the judge called her case a scandal.
Well, I think it is very important that all of the information that was gathered by the Commission has been brought into the public domain here. I think you're correct. Significant findings of neglect in terms of the HSC, in terms of practice of no oversight for the first 6 years of her placement with the family. There's a lot of information here that points to, having to do things differently. In the interim, I can say improvements have been made. You know, Thusle has come into being, HICWA, the National Standards for Foster Care, the Ombudsman for Children.
There are also, as you know, though, issues with Thusle. Just just a few weeks ago, a judge was highly critical of them and the way they had engaged with the court or not engaged with the court when it came to the provision of social workers to children.
And again, I would not for one minute say to you that the work is completed. We have to be ever vigilant. Yesterday I used a word, you know, when I was speaking, we have to be, you know, farach, vigilant in terms of what we're doing here at every case, and where more work needs to be done, that would have to be put in place. But I do want to say one thing. At the centre of this story is Grace, and that's the pseudonym that was given to her. And I would like to tell you that, you know, I received assurances yesterday from the HSC in relation to her, but today Grace is a ward of court, and today from those who represented her, I did receive an update in relation to Grace, and it is to say that despite the very significant trauma endured by Grace over the years, an enormous amount of work has been completed in her current placement to support her so that she will have a meaningful and settled life. And they're the words that were used. She has a meaningful and settled life. And I've also been told that, you know, all the indications are that she continues to thrive in her placement and that her team have worked really, really hard to ensure that Grace has an enjoyable and fulfilling life. And I think that's very important. She is at the heart of what was unfolded yesterday, indeed, as are other families as well.
That is good news, and people will be pleased to hear that. Just finally, given that it has taken so long and it has cost so much, was this report worth the money?
I think it was important to gather the information. I think it was important to put the information into the public, into a public forum. I think it was an impetus for change in the intervening years. And again, I've referenced the changes that have come about. It is also now, and this is the most important thing, a catalyst to do more and more and more.
All right, Minister, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this afternoon. Norma Foley there, Minister for Children.